Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The question and misconception that we're going to discuss today vis-a-vis Islamic customs and etiquette is the notion that it is considered by many Muslim authorities and by many Muslims that one should not eat in the utensils of the Jews and the Christians, because it is reported in some narratives that the Prophet had prohibited people that they should do so. And if there comes a chance that one cannot avoid it, then the Prophet is reported to have said that one must wash these utensils before using or eating in their plates. And these narratives have been reported both in Bukhari and Muslim, the two premier books of Hadith. So therefore, on the basis of these narratives or narratives of similar sort, it is construed that Muslims must not eat in the plates and the utensils of non-Muslims, particularly the Jews and Christians. And if they have to, then they must wash these utensils. Now, in order to understand this narrative, it is essential that one must analyze the society and the culture in which this directive was given. We know that in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabia and in many tribal societies even today, or at least some time from today, it was very common that utensils, once a person would eat in them, they were not completely washed. So if a person had eaten from a utensil or a plate, then the next person would be poured in the food or given the food in the same plate without actually washing that plate. And so therefore, this was something very common. And this is what the narrative is actually speaking about, although it's not explicitly stating this fact, but it is very understood that plates which had already been used and not washed, they were actually used again for food. So therefore, in these circumstances, since there was always a chance that prohibited food items would cling, parts of those remnants of those food items would cling to the plate. So therefore, the Prophet Muhammad very rightly pointed out that if you find such plates, such utensils, and you do not have any other option, you cannot find other utensils, and you have to eat in these, then you must get them washed first or wash them and then eat in them. However, today with the change of society and culture, we know that utensils, whenever one eats from those utensils, they are washed after that. And only after washing them are they used again for someone else's consumption. And we know that if we today go to the house of a Jew or a Christian maybe, or a Jew or a Christian hotel, from where we have to eat food, these plates are already washed. So therefore, it is an erroneous conclusion to say that if the Prophet has prohibited these utensils, then the result is that one should not eat at all with the Jews and Christians in their own utensils. And either one should take one's own utensils or plates, or if he has to go to a place where the Jews and Christians are offering them food, then he must make it sure that he gets up and has those utensils washed once again. Now, this is, as I said, a misconception. It has arisen primarily because there is a difference of culture of today and of yesteryears. And, of course, there are cultures still prevailing in which this custom exists that plates are generally not washed after a person consumes food in them, as I said earlier. And the next person who eats in the same plate is using that leftover plate, so to speak. So therefore, it was about such plates and utensils the Prophet had said, because there was always a chance that for example, the pork eaten by a Jew or a Christian or meat eaten such that the meat was actually of an animal on whom the name of God had not been taken while slaughtering it. There was always a chance that that small piece of meat might cling to that plate. So therefore, it was in such circumstances and this background that the Prophet had said that one must clean those utensils, have it cleaned if they have to be used once again. Today, of course, as I said, this no longer is the case. Wherever we Muslims have to go and eat, it is generally the case, in fact, 99% is the case, that the utensils given, they're already washed, they're already clean. So therefore, taking one's own utensils to such places or asking them to clean an already clean utensil is something which is already uncalled for, and of course, it is against manners also. So therefore, we have to understand this narrative of the Prophet in its proper perspective. It is not saying that we should wash the utensils of the people of the book whenever we go and have food with them. As I said, the bottom line is that it's talking about a certain perspective in which utensils were not washed when they were consumed by a person. When the next person would come, he would have to eat in the same plate without getting it washed. And this was not considered something to be a bad thing in those societies. So therefore, it was a precautionary measure in this background that was given. And as I said, today this is that no longer applies because plates are already clean. And so therefore, it is no harm absolutely in having food in the plates of the people of the book. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ